Have you ever seen a 5, maybe 6-year-old fly at like 14 miles, 13 miles per hour? No? I have. It's a fascinating sight. Welcome back to the Darius Native Podcast. Back at it again with another episode.
Another episode 115 to be exact.
115. We are now officially old and I mean, of course we are old, but if we were to live to 115, oof, I don't know.
I don't want to.
Sounds miserable. Anyways, how are you doing?
Gotta go to work tomorrow. But other than that, I'm all right. Last week was pretty good. Got a couple stories I gotta tell y'all, but
No, ooh, stories.
we'll get to that later. How you doing?
I've been pretty good. I've been on break. We're on quarter break right now, and been pretty good, just relaxing, chilling, playing a new game, studying for prompts. You know how it'll be.
I'm getting you for me.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, the new game and the remake trilogy, as it were, came out, and boy, it's been good. It's been great. It's been fantastic. Boy, 160 gigabytes. Quarter of my.
Know. I ain't reckon these games so big, knowing these
Oh.
consoles don't have no space on them.
Oh, yeah. No. The reason why this game is so big is because the game is. Ma I have like massive. I have like 16 hours into it so far, and I'm barely like halfway through it. No, I don't even think how. I don't even know if I'm a quarter way through it. It's massive. There's a lot to do.
Like Modern Warfare 3, I had to uninstall the story just to play online.
Okay, well, it's not that like it's not that.
Then they keep updating it. It's ridiculous.
But hopefully this one is just like a one and done thing, maybe with some updates. But I don't think the updates are going to be too big. But yeah, boy, it's been a good old time and sinking my teeth into it. Getting lost into it for like hours on end, honestly. Like it's open world. This one is open world. And oh boy, is the world in fact open?
I've seen some a video like comparing the graphics from the one from the early 2000s to now. Come a long way.
We come a long way.
And we still coming.
That's funny, but yeah, no, it's been I've been good, honestly. I've been good. I as the you as you have stories though, I also have stories to tell. But of course, not from teaching, but just from life in general. So I think we do you have any other updates or life updates, or you just want to jump right into it?
And we got a couple of things to wrap up Black History Month.
Okay.
So, John Albert Barr invented the rotary blade for the lawnmower. He was born in 1848 in Maryland. His parents were slaves and later freed, and he was also a slave until the age of 17. He also worked as a field hand during his teenage years, which kind of helps explain why he wanted that blade. But he was out there picking grass with his hands, just chopping it with scissors, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, shout out to John Albert Barr. All y'all out here with lawnmowers, you're welcome. He's black.
Shout out to him.
But I remember when I was a few some years ago, when my parents was telling me how when they was growing up, white boys didn't even cut grass. And then every time we passed by one, somebody got a lawnmower on the back of their truck. It's like, how times have changed.
In other news, and this doesn't happen during Black History Month, but it is Black accomplishment. Megan Thee Stallion got to announce the at the Crunchyroll like anime awards. She got to announce the like winner of the overall best anime of like 2023, 2024. I think it's 2023. Best anime of 2023. She got to announce her award. And boy, the costume she wore, of course she was cosplaying someone else, but whoo
Who won the award?
boy. It was Jujutsu Kaisen.
Interesting. Them kids told me I need to watch that one.
It
They
is
gave me
good.
a list.
Of the list, I think you would enjoy Jujutsu Kaisen. It's crazy. But yes.
So let's see another one. Yeah, I got one more. So Keandra Blade Skits. Her first name is KENDRIA space BLAND, Keandra Bland. And then Skits, SKITS. Go look at her stuff on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram. I don't know. She doing for Black History Month. She did Black History figures, doing freestyles, tight cutting, rap beats. That stuff was good, boy. She did Rosa Parks. She did, I'm drawing a blank now. Harriet Tubman. A few other people. So yeah, she got some good stuff.
Good stuff.
Right, that wraps up my Black History. Just shout out to Black people. March is Women's History Month, so don't be out there harassing women. You know, leave people parts alone. They're not yours. You know, no means no. You know.
You're not yet, exactly.
What else? How would you feel? Well, some of y'all out there freaks, and you want to be harassed, but everybody ain't nasty like you, all right? Give people their personal space. Back up. Mind your business, all right? Oh.
Emphasis on back up, boy. The one of the best things that COVID did was the 6 feet apart rule. People be standing too close. Back up. There ain't no reason for you to, if we are in the line, there ain't no reason for you to be over, like basically touching.
I never understood that. That's crazy. That's why I be farting in line. I don't care.
That's funny.
Anywho, did I tell y'all about the wedding?
The wedding, no, you have not.
Oh, David. I had a time.
You know, from what I heard.
Open bar. Open buffet.
Open bar and buffet? Oh.
Got to see family members. It was
Not the open bar and open buffet.
I started off with, I asked for a whiskey and a Coke. She said, Hennessy? I said, absolutely not. I don't drink that. So I got Crown Apple. I said, at least it's Apple, because regular Crown trash too. So I had three of those. And then I was like, time to switch it up. So I started with vodka and Sprite.
Oof.
Had me some of those.
Some of those.
You know. And then, so as far as the wedding, the bride and groom came in. My cousin was the bride. That's what I was related to at the wedding. And, so she came in, did the picture thing, blah, 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 with the chain, started mingling day by. So, where y'all drink at? Girl, you know me. I said on the table, I'm 6 in. So I figured, I know how you do. You know how I do. So the fusions do gave me my two new favorite words. Open bar. And then the bartender, she had a cash thing. I was like, well, I'm young. I don't care again. But she also had a scanner where you can do her Venmo. Yawning. Her Venmo and Cash App and all those. So yeah, okay. Well, you know, sprinkled a little blessings for. It was fun. It was a good night. And then the hotel was like right, it wasn't even across the street. They was on the same property. It was probably like How can I put it in your perspective? Okay, so you know where, what is it called? Tyler?
Yes.
Is it the one across from the cafeteria?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, the wedding was at Tolliver, and the hotel was probably in the cat where the cafe.
Okay, it's not too far. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all. Like it was past Chick-fil-A, but you gotta walk in the cafe to get to the room. So yeah, that ain't bad at all, is it?
No, I see. I love that because you could have all those drinks and not have to worry about driving back. No Uber.
Exactly. That's what she said. She was like, she didn't want nobody drinking and driving or having to worry about this or not having fun because they had to drive.
Of course,
Appreciate it.
of course, you just gotta, make it across
No,
the
I had to walk uphill.
road, but.
David. David, David, David. David, 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 David. It was a mess.
The struggle was real. You were fighting.
Boy, but luckily my room was like not too far, and I was on the first floor. Had a time. It was good. Got to meet my other cousin's husband for the first time. He was cool. She was like, "Oh, you think I was married some magical lady? Y'all are 30 years older than me." Like she had moved out the state when I was born, so yeah, they grown. I think her son my age. But yeah, was fun. Got to see family. The food was good, of course. They had chicken, green beans, dirty rice, some seafood stuff I ain't really mess with for reasons. Macaroni, not macaroni, chicken spaghetti. The
No.
seafood pasta was macaroni, chicken spaghetti. They had a bunch of fruits. They had raspberries, grapes, strawberries, all that stuff. It was fun.
I'm glad you have fun. Now the real question is, what was the song selection like?
Oh, the DJ was bumping. Play some of everything. And then he started playing this new stuff. I was like, all right, bro, I don't know what this is. So I just kept drinking. Then I had, and on my way out, got me a cupcake and a few bottles of water for reasons.
Gotta hydrate.
For reasons. And I got on up out of there. Well, I dropped one of the bottles of water and kept walking. I was like, but luckily my cousin was like, "Hey, here you go." Oh, thank God for you. I was finna even try to pick that up. Was no point. I just counted it as a loss.
I'm glad your drunk brain decided that it wasn't that you couldn't do it.
Oh, I don't mind the point. What? I still function. It was fun, David. Man, shout out to them. It was fun. I like family gatherings. I'm
I'm
pretty sure I
glad.
said that on here before.
I'm glad you have fun. You deserve it.
So do, especially where I work. I took off Friday and I took off that Monday. We got back Sunday. I knew I wouldn't go make it. Good times.
Good old times. Well, that's nice. I'm glad you have fun. I have two stories. I'm gonna you know the first one I'm gonna tell. So, we talked about it before. I talked about it on the podcast. I frequent the gym. I haven't been going as much lately, but I try to go, at least a few times a week, get my workout in, whatnot. And So at said gym, I've been going to the same one for years. At said gym, of course, it's a gym with, gym equipment, like that's meant for adults, right? And at said gym, there's a wall with a mirror, a little space where you can do like core workouts and whatnot. They have mats, and close to it, they have like all the cardio equipment, like treadmills, ellipticals, all that stuff, fun stuff. So how it's set up is that if you're looking into the mirror, like in the core section, you could see the treadmills and what goes on the treadmills from the mirror, right? So I'm doing my core workouts, doing my thing, and I notice that there's a little kid in there, in the gym, and my brain picks up on this immediately because if as soon as you walk in, the sign says one of the rules, no little kids allowed for obvious reasons, right? So I know this is a little kid. He's doing on the rower thing, and I think at this point I was like, "Is someone gonna, is one of the workers gonna, come get him out of here?" No, but I was like, "You know what? Not my job. Not my, I'm just gonna keep mind my business." Then the kind of little kid comes around. He notices I'm in there because where he was standing or where he was at, he couldn't see me. So when he walks through the corner, I guess I scared him because he didn't see me there. He's like, "Ah," I'm like. I don't. I think I just looked at him. But I don't know if I waited or anything. And then this kid proceeded to get on the treadmill. He was fiddling with it again. Treadmill, adult equipment, right? He was fiddling with it. Then the worker finally comes. I guess finally sees him. Comes and is like, "Hey, because of you being 5 or 6, you can't be in here by yourself." He's like, "Okay," and then he ran out. And then I noticed him. He snuck back in and then walked quickly or quietly over to me. And then he was like, "Hey, can you return to me, my friend, so I can stay in here?" And I was like, "No." Well, I didn't say it like that. I was like more of like a nice no. But I was like, "No, I'm not going to take responsibility for this kid. So I'm just gonna." I said no. And he went about his business. I think he went back out. He snuck back in again. And then he went on the treadmill. At this point, the worker was like, "Well, I guess he's fine." So the worker was, I guess, entertaining him because. I don't know why. So she was showing him like how to operate the button. She was like, "Oh, these things they can raise inclines." So I was like, "Oh, that's cool." I don't know if she showed him the speed buttons, but she definitely showed him the incline buttons. And on this particular treadmill, one side is incline that you can raise or lower. The other side is speed that you can raise or lower. I know for a fact she showed him incline. So she walked off again. And I keep in mind I'm still here, so like sitting in the mirror air, so I can see all what's happening. He walked off. He lowered the incline back down, and as you might suspect from a 5 or 6 year old, curiosity, the gears started turning in his head. So he went to the other side to the speed section, and he started pressing the buttons. He noticed that the treadmill, as you might suspect when you press buttons, goes at different speeds. So he's like, "Okay," and I'm watching him this whole time. He just keeps going faster, and he goes up to the highest setting of the treadmill, which I think is like 12 or 13, which I don't know if this is like miles per hour, but it's really, really fast. Give context, I can do like a 9 or 10, and that's like kind of my max of like consecutively. And I'm a grown adult, right? So he turns on 10, he knows it's going very fast. And his thought process is like, okay, he uses his way, he's like, "Okay, this is how fast it is." And I guess he took that to mean, "Oh, I can run on this." So he tried. He proceeded to hold on to both the things. Again, this kid is 5 or 6, so he's not even as tall to reach the bars. Hold on both the things, and then he starts put his both his legs on said treadmill that's going again very, very fast. And what happened, what followed was happened so fast. All of a sudden, I just see a little fa-donk, and then just swoop.
You
When I tell you that kid flew, like, and it wasn't just like a little, like a little, oh, you just kind of rolled off the end of it. No, he flew a good like feet or two away from the treadmill. And at this point, the worker finally was like, "Oh, I should probably do my job." And I was like, "Hey, you gotta go because you just hurt yourself." Again, I didn't do anything. I just kind of sit there and watch all of it. So that was fun. Pretty sure he like knocked a tooth out or something because I saw something white fly away when he landed, hit the floor. But I was like, this is wild. And then I went back to drinking my water and minding my business.
As you should.
As I should. And I was like, you know what? I'm glad I didn't pretend to be his friend because I know. But hey, he learned. Hopefully he learned. You know, he used a scientific method. He tested some things. He got some data, and hopefully he learned.
Doubt it. He was white, wasn't it?
No.
He wasn't
No.
Asian,
No.
Mexican,
No.
Arabian. I'm
No.
out of options. Anyway, so I seen the clip from the movie Tap. What reminded me just how cool tap dancing is. About to actually watch the movie one day. Ever seen people tap dance?
I haven't seen those Irish people, the Irish people do the videos. It's not tap dancing. What am I thinking of?
I guess with the clogs, kind of, sort of, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then I guess it's not tap dancing, but well, yeah, tap dancing is cool.
Or anyway, what's going on in your life, David? What are the stories you got?
Another story I got, and this one was from last night. So, if you live in Ruston, you know of,
Buddy
you know,
living on Russell.
went to Tech or whatnot. You might know or have heard of a place called The Rev. Well, it's officially called The Reverie, Revelry or whatever you want to call it, but it's just hence known as The Rev. Most people know it as such. And The Rev is essentially like a what the biggest bar we have in Ruston, pretty much the only bar we have in Ruston. But it's one where the most of college students frequent, right? And, you know, I've been here for Ruston for like 7, 8 years now, just doing school and whatnot. But I've prided myself on the fact that I've never been to the Rev because I've heard some horror stories about the Rev, like how trashy and nasty and it is, and the people frequent there, and so on and so forth. So I pride myself on never been to the Rev. But last night I was hanging out with some friends. I had some friends, some gym friends who graduated. They offered to hang out with, or they allowed me to hang out with them that night because they were from a party or whatnot. And they're like, "Yeah, you want to go bar hop?" And I was like, "Sure, why not? I got a few hours." And they're like, "Let's go to the Rev." And I was like, "Okay, sure, why not?"
Oh, shout out to my boy Dennis. He graduated.
Shout out to him. Shout out to everyone who graduated. Congrats, y'all. But yeah, so we went and we got there and I was like, I don't know what I was expecting because, you know, I can't, I again, I've never been, I can't visualize it. So I haven't really seen any pictures of what this was or whatnot. But we got there and first off, the first thing I'll notice is that it was a lot less full than what it usually is, I guess, because I'm all just noticing other people. But the second thing I noticed is that like, it was like full of like, and as I told someone else, because I, you know, told, someone was talking to me and they're like, "Hey, who like what's the vibe there? What's the people there?" And I was like, "It's mostly just country boys and lonely girls."
Tough.
So yeah, so we get there. I was like, "This is interesting." The first room was just like an open room with a bar, which is really the only bar there. And then it leads to an outside like porch area. And on the right you have like a dance floor area. And towards the left you have like a sit-down area. Keep going. There's like another bar that's not in use, but there's like beer pong tables, some bathrooms, and if you keep going straight, there's other bathrooms, right? Like bigger bathrooms. So we get there, and, you know, me and another guy, we were like, "Oh, we have to get, so if we get the bathroom." So we find the bathroom. Boy, this was the nastiest bathroom I've ever been into.
That was
Boy,
nasty. It
It was. I was like, oh, and that was like my first indicator of like, yeah, people weren't lying. And then we go back out, and I'm just like observing, just when I'm like, they were playing some music. There was the beats were jumping, the dance floor was kind of nice. People were doing some line dances and whatnot. I was like, oh, that's kind of entertaining. But we got our drinks. The drinks were, we played beer pong. That was pretty fun. I made some hoops, shots or whatnot. But the whole time I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm glad I'm here with other people because if I was here alone, I might get hate crimed. I don't know. That's just the vibe I got. But
It's
all in
gonna be
all,
your fault for staying that long if it's this bad.
but all in all, it was good. It was a good time because I enjoyed the people I was with. But I don't think I would go back, or willingly go myself. But yeah, it was just a case of the stuff I heard about it was very true. And boy, and then as we were leaving, and drunk college kids be drunk college kids, there was a dumb white woman, who like essentially summoned me over. And she was like, "Hey, I like your shirt. You have the same shirt as this guy." And very clearly, me and this other guy were not wearing the same button down. And so they were like, "We're not wearing the same shirt." So she had to justify why she thought we looked the same. But she couldn't do it. So she's like, "Eh." I was like, "You dumb white lady." I use other words in this case. But yeah, the bathrooms was ugh.
Should have took pictures in there. Document how bad it was. So, speaking of terrible bathrooms, Thursday. Was it Thursday? Thursday. One of the custodians came in my room and said, "Hey, did you let any of your boys go to the restroom?" I said, "No, we went as a class." Then I said, "Why?" But she had closed the door before she could respond to my why, or before I could say it fast enough. So some minutes go by, one of the kids asked to get some water. So I let him. "Man, this girl gonna come back in there. It's boo boo in the hallway." Dude, I'm like, what? Who expects to hear that? She told me it's going from the bathroom to the hallway. It's shoe prints. Everybody's like, "Okay, you can stop." And then she just kept talking about it. I said, "Hey, I'm about to put you back out there with you if you don't be quiet. We told you to leave us alone." So apparently, somebody had doo-doo, David. I'm guessing stepped in it. Tracked it from the bathroom to the hall. And I was like, and I was thinking to myself, well, if it's plants, why don't you just follow them to the classroom? But I guess they got smart and noticed they was tracking the prints and took their shoes off and kept walking to class.
Yeah, you gotta find yourself another job, man. Are you
Like,
fam?
I got a bitch. She got to find another job. Working at the zoo.
Not the literal poop shoe prints. That is.
David, that was horrible. I said, man, my friend. Ugh. Look, custodians do not deserve that. This is my chance. I'll never go be a custodian. Like, yeah. It is wild.
I don't. Here's where I'm confused a lot, and I don't want to know the events, but I'm just confused. Like, how did we get to the point where we're tracking footsteps? Because that would have to imply that at some point you would have to step in it. Then, in which case, either A, you doo-dooed on yourself, or you just went on the floor and was it intentional? Would intentionally do this? Well, oh my God. I hope the principal came in to guide the picture and was like, let's compare shoe prints.
That's horrible. I don't know what they did. It wasn't my problem. But yeah. Yeah. That
I
was
really
cool.
hope you told your class that if any of them ever did that, whoa.
Oh,
Toss out the window.
I guess you could have went and like sniffed every time. I don't know, but nonetheless, that was ridiculous. You know they was itching.
Not itching.
Had to be. You got that much doo doo every which way. But moving on. Could you date somebody with a deformity? Like an extra nipple or two?
Yeah, probably.
Well, shout out
Could
to the
you?
no. Shout out to the person with four dimples who gave me this idea. But look, think about it, right? So like if they got an extra two or three nipples, like, which one is the main one? And I know you'd be like, well, the regular one, but what if it's not? Like, what if they go and get the other ones removed, but then they decide, I got a child, it's time to feed it, and then they come out. Because one of the little nipples was the real one.
Well, I don't have a response to that. I guess you play Russian roulette until you find the right one. I don't.
Or I figured I could keep them, and then maybe all three of them will squirt out like a sprinkler.
You remember not the spring speaking of sprinklers, squirt out like the one where you hook up to the hose, the water hose, and it like it's the wiggly arm ones.
Don't know. Crazy out here. Anyway, have you watched the live action Avatar yet? No, I'm not talking about them stupid blue people. I don't care about them.
I have not. No, I have not.
I'm on episode 5, David. This show is great.
You great.
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 I love it.
What do you like about it?
I like the fighting scenes, boy, they're good. The bending is good. It actually looks real. It ain't like no lag in it or no. Oh, that was late. This boy is high quality. Boy, they fought like, okay, so the story, like, I see what it is. Like, now they were in Ba Sing Se, but a couple of characters missing, but I guess they'll get to that when they get to it. I don't know. It's supposed to be another season or whatever. But the fighting scene is good. The stories that they're actually following is pretty much accurate to the cartoon, minus a few things. Uncle Iroh is actually, I like Uncle Iroh. He actually like remind me of Uncle Iroh from the show. I was talking to one of my friends and he was like, what's the boy named Zuko? Zuki? Whatever. He was saying how he wasn't really relevant. I was like, boy, he wasn't really relevant on the first season either. He was just a whiny crybaby who couldn't catch the Avatar. So it's pretty accurate. The only thing I don't like is Sokka got a big head. So I looked up the character. This dude is 21 playing a 15-year-old. This is a full-grown man. He looked crazy. He looked out of place next to these kids. And they not black. Them kids was black on the cartoon. I don't care what nobody say. But everything else, yeah, I like it.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
I like the way they do in the story. Like I say, most of it's pretty accurate to the cartoon. The fighting scenes are crazy, boy. Them junks is fire. No pun intended. All the bending looks good, boy. It's just a fun time. Like, people was complaining about this, and then, boy, I do not care. This show is good. You gonna watch it? I was like, anybody who watched the Korra show can watch this, because Korra was trash. I don't care what nobody says. Let's see what I said.
You did say what you said.
You must have liked Korra.
I did. I did like Korra.
Of course you did. Shut booty order. But anywho,
I'm glad you liked it.
It's supposed to have another season of this eventually later in the year, I think. And then they're supposed to have three movies come out in 2015, 2025, 26, and 27. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. Speaking of TV shows, boy, I've been meaning to tell you this. I'm glad I'm telling you this on here. So I've been watching a new TV show. I'm deciding if I want to gatekeep it or not. I don't think I do. So I've been watching a show called Not Dead Yet. It's more like a sitcom comedy where the main character, gets back to her life. It's, comedy slash there's some like life stuff story happens. But she's tasked with, working on a newspaper and she writes the obituaries. Well, she finds that she can see the actual, people that she's writing about, like the ghosts, the people she's writing about, and she uses that to write the stories. And comedy happens as things happened. It has a good cast. The cast is pretty funny. It has the woman from Superstore, the assistant manager, who honestly was the funniest character.
Oh,
of that
show. Wow!
It also
that
had
was such a great show.
It was a good show. I love that show. It also has, I think, the second main girl from New Girl.
I don't know what that is.
And then the main character, and you're going to love this one. It has the lady who gets the heebie-jeebies from a select group of
gosh, people. I knew you were going to say that. Don't forget Jane. Both of them. Jane the Virgin. Hate her.
Not the heebie.
I knew you was gonna say that. Something told me you was gonna say freaking Jane.
I've been watching this show. I've been sitting on that intro of how to introduce her character for a minute now. Who gets the heebie-jeebies from a select group of people? If
you know,
you
know,
you
right.
Know.
Boy, you sick. I'm glad you read the After Black History one.
But I honestly, like, I wasn't, I just saw it. I was like, I'm going to give this a chance. It's her. And then it kind of got me hooked. And I was like, God, I'm why does it have to be her? It's so kind of good. It's just kind of good.
You really wrote here, Leo. That's crazy. This show was so wild.
It was. I remember when we watched that. That was insane show.
Well, I feel like a fever dream. Like, how is this show real? Oh, hey, Leo. Monte Leo.
Boy,
Yes.
for her to finally pick a man and stick with that man for one of the seasons, that just for that said man to die.
That man really died.
And then for her to pick the other man, but then for the original man to come back. That was crazy.
That drug really was a telenovela. Good stuff. Good times. That was really right before COVID, David.
Was. I forgot about that.
That's why I feel so long ago. This was pre-disaster.
I mean, ugly. It was long ago. That's going on 4 years now.
Yeah, because on the 7th, it'll be 4 years since I graduated. Yeah. Once again, shout out to all the people who graduated yesterday. I know y'all happy. Shout out to the idiots who go back to school. Good luck.
Me.
Anything else?
What else? What else is happening in the world? Don't know.
Well, I think that's it for me.
That's it for me too. I'll do the outro.
I still got to get this game night together. I'll go on spring break soon. We'll do it
Let me get my stuff put up.
Oh,
Badoop,
Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Netflix now. I'm going to watch that again. That show was great.
yeah, it was great. Rest in peace to the actor who played Captain Holt.
Man, I couldn't believe that. Yeah, man, what was it, Lance Reddick passed away around the same time? Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What was his Andre Braugher. Terry Crews just did an interview with Shannon Sharp. It was pretty good.
Not the Shannon Sharp interviews.
Club Shay Shay. Boy, it was
Anyways, we want to thank y'all for listening to another exciting episode of the Dearest David podcast. On this episode, we just shared stories. We shared stories about life. He talked about his wedding. I talked about watching a kid getting flown off a machine and going flying. By the way, the kid's okay. He got up immediately, as kids are apt to do at that age. Got off immediately. I was like, yeah, I'm fine.
that silly, ambiguous child whose race we don't know.
Silly, ambiguous child. He was fine. But yeah, we exchanged some stories. Darius talked about the mysterious case of the
Dookie shoes.
walker. Dookie shoes. Oh, my. Okay. If you want to listen to more exciting stories or whatever else we're sharing, this is our podcast. We can talk about whatever we want. You can find us on Anchor app, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcast. I don't know what you do with your life. If listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, hope you leave us those nice comments. And if you're listening on Spotify, Podcasts, Google Podcasts, leave us those 5 stars. Count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. Nothing less will do. If you do give us less than 5 stars, I hope that you get dookie on your shoes. You leave a trail behind, but you don't take off the shoes and people make fun of you for it. That's what I hope for you.
Oh my God.
So give us 5 stars. You can follow our Facebook page at Donnell Joshua. That's Donnell space Joshua. We post on there. You can follow us on our Twitter page at Dare Dave Podcast, DareDavePodcast. We posting on there as well. And our Cash App's on there as well. Go give us money. We want an Emmy. And we just want money. I like money. I like money.
Thanks. Pikachu shoes.
I did.
And
Real
what?
talk, I do need a new pair of running shoes. Not because I stepped in no dookie, no. I just
Shirt say he tidy up nonsense. Bloop
He tired of my nonsense, boy. Lastly, and above all else, most importantly, tell your friends about our podcast. Tell your friends, share it with your loved ones, share it with your old ones, tell it with your enemies, share it with your dog or cat, your students, if you have those, if they're of age, of course. Who else can you share
Or
with?
if they're not, there's their podcast for the kids.
Yeah, share with the, you know, share with the kids, share with the youth. Honestly, we have some invaluable messages we can give the youth.
Right.
We can teach the youth. One of us is already doing
Kind of
it.
crazy, ain't it?
It's wild. And yeah.
How my boy Brando doing?
He's good right now. He's just playing Fortnite with his Brazilian friends. He's having a good old time.
I need to find some people to play Fortnite
Fortnite, Fortnite.
with. All right, bye.
Bye.